proclamation number 7764 dated the December 5th, 1960. Jesus lost words on the cross. I always want to give to you what you desire. You only need to take notice of your inner voice and it will instruct you truthfully. Because I want you to live in truth and gain a clear understanding. My crucifixion has brought salvation to you humans. It has redeemed your past guilt of sin. As the human being Jesus, I took extreme pain upon myself, and a most bitter death was my fate. However, since I was unable to suffer as God, I took abode in a human shell which was capable of suffering and which also mustered the will to suffer on behalf of his fellow human beings in order to satisfy my justice, in order to open up the path to me for his fallen brothers. Yet his will was free. He was not impelled by the deity within him to accomplish the sacrifice he wanted to make for me, although love, which was myself, was the cause for which he mustered this will. Yet I myself never coerce the will of a human being and neither does my love. However, anyone who has love can't help himself but emanate it. And thus, the human being Jesus, too, radiated love and thereby only wanted to please humanity. Hence he only ever wanted what would help people to become blissfully happy. The will of the human being Jesus was free, yet he had completely subordinated himself to me in my will. Consequently, his will could not be different to mine. For the love in him was so powerful that it had merged with the eternal love, with myself. Thus I myself was in him, and I myself achieved in him the act of salvation. And yet, the human being Jesus had to take the final decision himself when he undertook the most difficult journey, the path to the cross. And even though Roman 1, the eternal love, was in him, my divine spirit withdrew, that is, love, the spirit, no longer urged him into action. It kept quiet and apparently left the human being Jesus to struggle on his own. And this was the most difficult of all, the fact that the man Jesus felt alone in his suffering and nevertheless walked the path until the end. He was not alone, for I would never have been able to separate myself from him again, who had become one with me. But I no longer expressed myself, because the atonement of the original sin necessitated an extreme amount of human suffering and torment which the human being Jesus had readily taken upon himself, and therefore the sacrifice of atonement has been the work of the most merciful love that was ever accomplished on earth. And these pains lasted until his death on the cross and made him proclaim, my God, why have you forsaken me? Single quote, I was in him but I did not speak, yet it was only the body which suffered until his soul recognized me again, when he called, it is finished. Single quote, and, Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. Single quote. The body suffered until the end and I had to withdraw myself during these hours or his already spiritualized soul would have rendered the body insensitive to pain, because my spirit is unable to suffer. And the human being Jesus had already attained the spiritualization of soul and body as a result of his way of life on earth. But the purpose and objective of his earthly progress was the redemption of the guilt of sin, which was only possible by way of an excessive extent of suffering and pain. Hence the deity withdrew and left the human being Jesus to his tormentors, who truly carried out the most shameful work on behalf of my adversary, because Jesus himself wanted it this way. For his soul had offered of its own accord to descend to earth in order to make the sacrifice of atonement for his fallen brothers. It had offered to take on flesh in order to accept these said immeasurable pains and torments because only a human being was capable of suffering. And I accepted the sacrifice since it was, after all, made by Love, which may never be rejected. And Love stayed in him until his death, even if it no longer allowed its strength to take effect. Thus I myself must have been in him too, even if I remained silent at the end so that the act of salvation could find its culmination, that a human being allowed himself to be crucified for his fellow human beings, that he truly made a sacrifice which I accepted as an act of atonement for the whole human race. No, divine strength alleviated the sacrifice for him, for Love itself remained quiet, although it had taken complete possession of the human being Jesus. And this, too, is a mystery you humans are as yet unable to grasp. The man Jesus had to taste the greatest suffering, to feel alone and abandoned. And precisely this suffering redeemed the sin which every being had burdened itself with when it left me, who had given them all my love, which they rejected. The human being Jesus had to experience this suffering, and therefore he spoke the words, my God, why have you forsaken me? Single quote. Yet you humans will never be able to understand the magnitude of the act of salvation as long as you live on earth. Nevertheless, one day it will strike you with a sudden, blinding realization and you will praise and worship me without end. For this act of salvation applied to all of you, you all may participate in the blessings of the act of salvation, and as a result of the act of salvation the path was open for all of you to return to me. Amen.